Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
One that we go down fairly often here on Call to Action Radio, which is kind of talking about the integration of your faith and your workplace today, a little more specific to Christian business owners and Christian business leaders. Now, however, if you happen to work for a Christian business owner or a Christian that's kind of upper management and you're kind of in their you're in their organizational chart, so to speak, then this is something I really want you to pay attention to. We're going to kind of talk about this issue globally. We're going to talk about it kind of from a top down. We're going to talk about it from a local effect. We're going to talk to somebody from Corporate Chaplains of America. And we're also going to talk to somebody from Co-Consolidated, which is in Charlotte, North Carolina, happens to be the second largest Coca-Cola bottling company on the planet. And they have, would it surprise you to know that Coca-Cola Consolidated's purpose statement is to honor God in all we do. So that's their purpose statement. I've met with some people from Coke Consolidated down in Charlotte, and this is a company that is doing it well. And but that's some challenging grounds to navigate as you get into that and the legalities and what can I do and what can I not. You start talking about prayer groups or Bible studies or community service or mentoring or even chaplaincy. Could you imagine a Christian chaplain prowling the hallways of your business or where you work on a weekly basis, and even giving to Christian organizations through a business? And in the case of Coke Consolidated, that's a publicly traded business. So there is a way to do it and to do it well and to impact the culture of your company. And so we're going to talk about this on a number of levels today. But we're going to start off with my good friend Doug Gamble, who's a pastor here locally, Crossroads Fellowship in Raleigh, one of the greatest outreach churches that I've ever been around. It just sets a great example for all the other churches in the market, in fact, other churches around the country. And they're going to be hosting something next Thursday, September 28th, called T-Factor. That's short for Transformation Factor. And Coke Consolidated kind of started this, and we're going to talk to Reginald Bean, who's the vice president there at Coke Consolidated. He'll be in the second segment with us, and maybe into the third. We'll talk to John, who's calling in from Corporate Chaplains of America, John Quinn, to kind of get that angle on it. So all different kind of conversation today about incorporating our faith into the workplace, and especially if you're a Christian business leader or a Christian business owner. Doug Gamble, how are you? Welcome to Call to Action. Hey, welcome back. You've been on this before,
yeah,
haven't you?
A couple, three times. It's good to be back. I like your new studio.
Really, yeah, nice. It's a nice setup here. Thank you. It's great to have you. And so, you know, we're going to unpack this subject in a lot of different ways today. But you guys at Crossroads, and you as a pastor, you do something really well that a lot of churches, unfortunately, haven't put a lot into. Not every church, of course, but a lot of churches. This isn't the norm, and it's kind of this, let's take the church and meet with the marketplace, and you facilitate that, you engage in that. Why is that important to you as a pastor, and why is it important for the church in general?
Well, you know, just looking at how people spend their time, most people, if they're not in some stay-at-home situation, they're going to work or they're going to school. So when we began to think about how do you impact the culture, we began to read things about city reaching and how do you understand the harvest, how do you transform a city, not just do good church on Sunday morning. We began to think, where do people spend their time? And so that led us to adopt a school, led us to city reaching, realizing we can't run ministries that well ourselves. Let's just send people and money to well-run ministries. So that's how the foundation came about. And so we just run a few ministries, we hope very well, and then send our people and money out to do good in the community where they can. The marketplace is a little different, but it's also a place where people spend time. The needs of people, wherever you go, there you are. Yeah. So if you're in grief, if you're in addiction, if you're struggling in a marriage, if you've got a wayward child, if you've got financial woes, if you've got downsizing, any number of things come to us in life, and you take it to the marketplace while you're trying to do your job. So there's an appropriate way for godly people, good, well-meaning people, to know how to take the gospel there without blowing up what they're there to sell sugar water, yeah, to sell counseling, to sell stuff, to do services. And it looks different in different work venues, but it's mainly how does the gospel get flesh and blood in such a way that even non-Christians would go, you know, I like those Christian people. I'm not one of them, but I like them. I like working with them. Yeah. That should be the ultimate witness of really authentic Christians, I think.
Now, has that been, now, you know, you mentioned this and started off with this, and let's face facts here. For most adult Christians are in the workplace. And that's where we spend way more time in the workplace than we do at church, or we do at Bible study, or we do volunteering in other ministries. And so why would we not be kind of directly going after this segment of our lives and equipping not just Christians in the workplace, but Christian business owners? That seems like a no-brainer, yet the church kind of misses that oftentimes.
Well, leadership matters there. We were blessed to have a pastor for almost 16 years who came out of the workplace into Crossroads. Not surprising, he's a business manager, but a gifted evangelist, worked with singles ministry, eventually became our senior pastor, and has recently moved back into that realm of ministry. So that really helps. A lot of pastors have gone right into ministry and never come out of business.
Yeah.
And you'll see some who have come out of business, and fortunately, they bring that sensitivity with them. And so it's not a matter of competition. It's a matter of saying it takes all of us, nonprofit, government, business, church. We all are in the same game to make a better city, to make a city where people live out their deepest ethical, moral convictions, whether it be Christian, Catholic, Protestant, independent, whatever. And I think the church, kind of focusing on its inward focus, sometimes forgets how do we authentically, meaningfully, appropriately show up in those other contexts, school, public square, marketplace, in a way that people say, you know, I'm glad those Christians are here. They're not obnoxious. They're not in the way. Yeah. They're not pushing church. They're just living a kind of way that I'm proud to be a part of, even though I'm not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a high bar, but I think it's the bar Jesus set and we should be aiming for.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what about the T Factor? Now, the T Factor, which has been created by our friends at Co-Consolidated down in Charlotte, and we're going to talk to Reginald here in just a minute, Reginald Bean with Co-Consolidated on the other side of the break. But how did this get on your radar screen, and why did you bring it to Crossroads? It's been in Charlotte. It's been in Nashville. We're hoping and praying that God will take it around the country. So wherever you're listening to us today, we're going to give you an opportunity to find out more about it. But why now with the T Factor?
Well, sometimes it's good just to be lucky. Mark Kress, who founded Corporate Chaplains and has moved on beyond that now, but is still on that board. He's on the board of Coke. He really is, in my mind, a thought leader in the whole marketplace ministry, did his work here at Southeastern on that. And he attended our church for a number of years. Talk about a blessing. I mean, so that helped our staff. Chuck and he helped us navigate how we could do our own community chaplains. And so he kept it on our radar. When this began to happen, he pulled Chuck in and myself and our current senior pastor. I attended a full one this last April or June. And so for me, it's just amazing to see Christians being authentically real in the marketplace where even non-Christians say, I like that.
Yep, and that's exactly what's going to happen at T-Factor. So for those of you here in North Carolina, if you can get here and want to be a part of it next Thursday, September 28th, we'll give you some more information. That information is also at my Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio. When we come back, we'll talk to Reginald Bean, Vice President of Culture and Stewardship at Coke Consolidated. We'll be right back. Back at Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you, talking about an unfortunately an often overlooked topic in terms of our faith in the marketplace, and not just us as individual Christians that happen to be out working, whether it's at a shop or someplace where you're doing manual labor, or you may be in sales or marketing. You might run a large division, or you might own a company. You might be a Christian business owner. Whatever the case may be, oftentimes, sadly, as a church, we are not directly engaging that area and really kind of talking about it and sharing experiences. And even on the legal side, talking about, well, what can we do and what can't we do? Prayer groups and Bible studies, community service, having a corporate chaplain. We're going to hear from John Quinn, who's with Corporate Chaplains of America in a little bit, and giving, being able to support faith-based initiatives at your company, or it could even be a publicly traded company, one of the companies that does this better than most, not only here in North Carolina, but around the country, is Co-Consolidated. This is the second largest Coca-Cola bottling company in the world. It's the Harrison family started it. Frank Harrison's the current CEO and chairman, who's multiple generations. They just do incredible work in a faith-based nature and have this kind of culture there that's not over the top. It's not overbearing. It's loving. It's kind. And it's affecting the company and affecting what they do with the profits. I mean, it's really an amazing story. So we're excited to have Reginald Bean join us today. Reginald's the Vice President of Culture and Stewardship at Co-Consolidated in Charlotte, North Carolina. Reginald, how are you, man? Thanks for calling in.
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you. So kind of share with us, Reginald. I've got Doug Gamble here in the studio with me. Share with us kind of how this culture has has advanced and grown, and what it's like at Co-Consolidated. You know, the Harrison family are strong, devoted Christians, and how has this all worked there? It's really an amazing thing.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's been an unbelievable journey. And first, I want to say just thank you guys for what you're doing, Doug and team. But this journey started with our team about 20 or so years ago when, you know, our chairman, Frank Harrison, and a few members of our executive team really were challenged with the notion of what is God going to hold us accountable for? And, you know, they were able to answer that question in their individual lives. But then they realized, well, hey, we're responsible for this company and the folks that work here as well. So we have a responsibility to steward the resources with the folks that work at our organization as well. So it's been a journey, but it's been an awesome impact on our employees and our communities.
And so how has the Christian faith of not only yourself, Reginald, but the Harrison family in a large company with how many employees do you guys have?
We currently have right at 15,000 employees and growing, but currently 15,000 employees.
So it's a large company and there's a lot going on. How does the Christian faith kind of show up there, and how do you navigate those waters? Because obviously you can't force it down people's throats. You have to be loving and kind. They're at-will employees, but how does it kind of show up there? What kind of things happen at Co-Consolidated?
No, that's a great question. So it shows up in our purpose. So we have a pretty radical purpose statement to honor God in all we do, to serve others, pursue excellence, and grow profitably. So that's the foundation of who we are, but it shows up through our values. So we have 10 values that support that purpose to honor God in all we do. And those are values like accountability, consistency, humility, optimism, things that we ask people, if you live out our values and we treat one and we serve each other, well, that's God showing through all of us. So you may not be able to quote scripture, but if you can live a life of honesty and integrity, you can be an example of honoring God in all you do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like you guys have been, you know, spent a lot of time with corporate chaplains and have had chaplains there at Co-Consolidated. What is that like? Because a lot of people, the thought of having a Christian chaplain walking the halls of a business of any size is kind of a foreign, it's kind of a foreign notion. What's that been like at Co-Consolidated?
Yeah. So, you know, I'd say first, you know, the process for us started about 20 years ago when we incorporated prayer into our meetings, our board meetings. But then about 15 years ago, we actually brought in our first chaplain, and we brought him in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's grown over the course of the last 15 years. In fact, we just celebrated 15 years with Corporate Chaplains of America. So for us, our chaplains are non-threatening. They don't force anything on you. And they are the true experts in their field. And so they have to be invited in. And so what happens is a chaplain may stop by your office and say, hey, how are you today? What's going on in your world? And you can choose to invite them in or not.
Right.
But I'll tell you that the impact has been unbelievable from our employees because it's an extension of who we are. So they have an on-site counselor, for lack of a better term, to talk to whenever they want to. We have things. We just rolled out our corporate chaplain's app. So if they're not at work or they miss the chaplain, they can pick up their app on their phone and send them a message. Hey, I need to talk, or whatever the case may be. So the impact to our employees has just been overwhelming.
Reg, Doug here. I want to ask you a question. When I was at Charlotte a couple months ago, I remember Frank during his talk said, you know, Peter Drucker says culture trumps strategy. Then he said, which I think will be quoted a lot, culture trumps everything. And you're a vice president of culture. I have to say you're the first one I've ever met in a corporate world that was in charge of culture. I think that spoke to me the most, and I saw it when we got to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes components that make your people just embrace what feels right to them as much as they want, as little as they want. Talk about how you got that role of vice president of culture. That's significant to me.
Yeah, so it's a pretty amazing role, but it really speaks to the importance of our purpose and culture to our executive team, right? So you can typically tell the culture of an organization based on the engagement of the employee. And so if you have a highly engaged employee base, generally that's correlated to a a really fruitful culture. And so as we began growing through acquisition, our chairman and our executive team said, hey, we know this is important enough that we don't want to lose this aspect of us as we grow and acquire territory. And so instead of having, different functions have pieces of it, they said, hey, we want to have an entire function stood up, reporting up through the chairman's office that's responsible for educating and equipping, almost 16,000 employees to really live out this servant leadership model.
Yeah, that's really, hopefully, I'm sure it's inspiring to all the people listening to us right now, Reginald, to be so purposeful about cultivating a culture like that. So let's jump over to the T Factor. And can I hold you over during the break as well? Will you be able to stay with us for a little while?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So how did this kind of then all of a sudden give birth to the T Factor, which is now a half day or full day conference that comes to the town to start talking about these issues and affecting the culture of your company? What kind of was the genesis of getting it started?
Well, you can imagine as a publicly traded company, most leaders wanted to know, how do you guys bring God into the workplace? And so Frank Harrison, our chairman, would often get asked that question. And one question turned into five questions, turned into 10 lunches per month, because people were really curious. Because just think, when I was in business school, the professors tell you everything you can't do. Nobody really tells you what you can do. So the T-Factor really is designed to tell you what's permissible in the workplace and to allow your employees to bring their whole selves.
Got it. Well, we're going to get into some more details of that. I'm going to put you on hold right quick, Reginald. And we're going to get into some more details about the T-Factor coming to Raleigh, North Carolina next Thursday, September 28th. We're talking to Reginald Bean from Coke Consolidated. We'll be right back. Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you today. I've got some links up on the Facebook page that you need to be aware of. So go to my Facebook page, C2A Today, as in Call to Action. C2A Today, that's all you need to do. You go to Facebook, facebook.com/C2A Radio. You'll land on my Facebook page where we're doing Facebook Live right now. So you can be a part of the show that way. Bring you right here into the studio. And I've got some links there for just a little informational page about T Factor, Inspiring Transformation, which is what we're talking about today. It was established as a collaboration between Coke Consolidated and other companies, really with the purpose of growing mutual understanding of what it means to honor God in the workplace. And so this is really specifically designed for business, Christian business leaders, Christian business owners, but upper level management. And how do you integrate in a thoughtful and effective way, and in a legal way, quite frankly, your faith into the marketplace? Coke Consolidated, which has a great history of doing this, 20 years, and under the watchful eye and great leadership of Frank Harrison, it's a multi-generational company, second largest Coke bottling company on the face of the earth. They happen to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've met with them on a few occasions to talk about some of this faith stuff, and it's just amazing how God has moved there. And they got five questions, then 35 questions, and then all of a sudden, the need to, okay, we need to engage and have this conversation with as many people as we can, which gave birth to the T Factor and why we're talking to Reginald Bean, who's the Vice President of Culture and Stewardship at Coke Consolidated. And again, Reginald, I know how crazy your schedule must be. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, no worries. My pleasure. This is important. The T Factor has become an integral part of our success metric.
Yeah, so tell us about when it first got started and what you've been experiencing and kind of what's on the agenda. You know, it's going to be next Thursday, September 28th here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So whether you're here where I happen to live and broadcast from or somewhere in North Carolina or somewhere in the other states, this is something, especially if you're a business owner, business Christian business leader, you need to get engaged on this. So tell us kind of how did you kind of design the program at an actual T-Factor day, and what happens during the day? What kind of questions? You mentioned you kept getting questions. What kind of questions are they going to get answers to?
So the one overriding question is from leaders is, what's permissible in my business world? You know, we know what's permissible in our personal world on the weekends or Sunday morning, but the majority of us spend our time, you know, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday in the workplace. So the question is, how do I allow my employees to bring their whole selves to work? That includes their faith. And so we review, you know, everything from here's a way that we've done. It's not the only way. There's other organizations that do fantastic jobs, But legally, what can we do? And that's really the biggest question. Legally, what can we do? And we have some of the top attorneys in the country that they'll come in and walk the team through. Hey, here's legally, according to the federal law, here's what you're allowed to do in the workplace.
Now, do you find, Reginald, that people that have come to T-Factors previously, which obviously been in Charlotte, and then did you do one in Nashville as well?
Yes, we've done one in Nashville. We've done one in Virginia, and we're excited to partner with Crossroads Fellowship for the September 28th event in Raleigh.
So, have you found, Reginald, in the T-Factor that a lot of these Christian business leaders are perhaps surprised or amazed that they actually have a fair amount of legal wiggle room, if you will, for things that they can do at work? I mean, that's the thing that, you know, and a lot of these issues of religious liberty and religious freedom, I've been studying this for years. There's the law is still on our side in a lot of ways. Are people generally shocked by that?
I think people are definitely shocked when you go through the federal, when you go to the EEOC and, you know, the federal laws that govern. They're shocked and going, wow, I had no idea that I can do this. But I'll tell you, people are much more surprised at the impact of their employees. So it's one thing to make this permissible, but when they see on the flip side of marriages being saved and kids breaking addiction and all the things that come along with having a purpose-driven, faith-inspired workplace, that's really where the magic comes in, is the impact on the employees and their family.
Yeah, because oftentimes we think it's just parachurch ministries or it's just church on Sunday. But imagine your workplace, Monday through Friday, being a place where God is active and moving and changing lives. It's really an amazing reality that God wants to birth in every birth in every workplace out there, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's just amazing. And the outcome is, you know, the pursuit of excellence. We're still able to, you know, our employees can still perform their jobs at an excellent level, but at the same time, they feel more fulfilled. They feel more, you know, they're more connected with their families. They're more connected with their community.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, the outcome is really just the impact on employees and community.
Yeah. And the thing that I have to remind everybody about, listen, every single person on the planet, all 7.4 billion of them, every single one of them is a spiritual being. And so the spiritual topics and a spiritual effect at some level is going to reach into everybody. I think Doug had a question for you right quick.
Hey, Reg, something that I came away with, I kind of anticipated, but you guys sort of validated when I was there. And that is, I think a lot of business owners think, man, if I let religion into the workplace, what's going to happen? But we're really talking not about religion as we normally think, but just authentic faith. It helped families, it helped employees, but it also, it was good for business. If I heard you guys right, that you don't apologize, it's right in your purpose. Hey, we're trying to be profitable. There's no harm in that. The marketplace is enriched by healthy, strong employees and companies. And I think sometimes we don't realize that faith, it doesn't have to hurt business. It should help business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about the drivers of productivity, right? So, you know, or excuse me, the drivers of lost productivity, you know, folks are sick, people aren't engaged, people don't like where they work. They don't feel heard. They don't feel welcome. And all those things that can zap the life out of productivity. Well, if you reverse that and you invest in it, if you invest in people and you make sure that they're heard and you make sure that they feel that this is an inclusive, welcoming environment, even if you don't believe what I believe, we're still here to serve you.
Yeah.
And so if you create that environment, your productivity goes the other way because people are more engaged. And when they're here, they're truly here. And so the fact that we have on-site chaplains, we have on-site nurses, all the things that, and it's not, hey, we don't want you to leave. It's really, we want to make it convenient for you to make sure you know that we're investing in you as a human first.
Yeah, what a great point. I have a friend on Facebook Live that brought up the issue of how do you kind of handle people of other faiths, whether it's Muslims or Baha'i, whatever it is. How does that kind of work at Coke Consolidated specifically?
Well, I'll give you the legal answer, then I'll give you our actual answer. So legally, we have to make reasonable accommodations for all faiths to flourish in the workplace. However, you know, if we have, we operate in the D.C. Baltimore area where we have a high propensity of Muslims. Where yeah. During Ramadan, if they want to pray the multiple times a day, well, we make reasonable accommodations for them to do so. Because we're not forcing religion on them.
Right.
What we want to do is make it, we want to welcome them to bring their faith into the workplace. Now, we still, you know, profess our faith and believing in Jesus Christ. However, we can't, we're not forcing it down anybody's throat on, hey, you need to believe what I believe. We believe that if there's balance in spiritual faith in you, that for you to live out these values, you're still welcome here. Even if you're agnostic, you don't believe anything, you're still welcome here.
Yeah, and we're still going to serve you. I mean, not everybody that Jesus healed became a follower. I mean, we serve and we love on people regardless of whether they want to accept our message or not. And that's one of those things that makes you this curiously winsome Christian, is that there's nothing in it for you, even if they're antagonistic. And you turn the other cheek, or you go the extra mile, or you serve them lunch. That's a witness that we all need to be looking out for all the time. It's such a powerful opportunity. Reginald, I'm going to jump over to John Quinn, our friend from Corporate Chaplains America. But thank you so much for being on with us today, and God bless you for the work that you're doing there, not only at Co-Consolidated, but through T-Factor and trying to help other businesses. It's really a God-ordained message and a mission, and we really appreciate you doing it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We'll definitely talk again soon. Let's jump over to John Quinn, who's calling in, and John's with Corporate Chaplains of America. John, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you with Steve? I hope you and Doug are having a good day.
We are. We're having a good day. You know, I'm trying to keep Doug under control. You know, he tends to kind of go down a couple different roads here or there. But I wanted to talk. Yeah, I know you can feel my pain. So I wanted to talk to both of you guys, because you've both been to the T Factor, and obviously Co-Consolidated has a long and great relationship with Corporate Chaplains. But just based on what you were hearing from Reginald and your experience with T Factor, John, as somebody that works with Corporate Chaplains America, who place chaplains in businesses around the country, I mean, how important is it that we're even talking about this?
Well, let me start with this. Because of my role with Corporate Chaplains of America, I get an opportunity to attend a lot of different events. And through the workplace ministry movement, I will tell you this, it's one of the best ones that any business owner can go to. Of course, Reggie's not going to share how great it is, but it truly is as a business owner, what you can learn from the standpoint of caring for your people, but not only caring for your people, but just getting your maybe even your organization and your company out there to care for the community. And what they do at Consolidated, they just kind of open up their heart, open up their book, let you look at exactly what they do, how they do it, and it's just a great opportunity for a business owner to learn how they can walk out.
That's awesome, John. I'm going to put you on hold. We're coming up on a hard break here. I'm with John Quinn, who's with Corporate Chaplains of America, and Pastor Doug Gamble with Crossroads Fellowship here in Raleigh, North Carolina, talking about integrating our faith effectively into the workplace. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Great to be with you. We're going to jump right back into our conversation here in a minute, talking about integrating faith into the workplace, especially if you're a business owner, a business leader, a Christian business owner, a leader, upper level management. T Factor, which is coming to Raleigh, North Carolina next Thursday, and has been in other cities. And if you want to find out more, I will get you in contact with Reginald. So if you want to find out about how to bring a T Factor one day conference to your city, just go to my website, c2atoday.com. You can find me there. You can email me, steve@c2atoday.com, or find me on Facebook. And then just send me that. Just send me a request, and I'll pass it along to Doug Gamble, who's in here with me. And we'll get you to Reginald. And I'm sure our friends at Co-Consolidated would be happy to talk to you about bringing T-Factor to your city so that you can engage and have these conversations with other Christian business leaders. But I did want to remind you about our friends at MediShare. Remember, since 1993, over $1 billion, that's billion, $1 billion in medical expenses shared by other Christians around the country. They're pushing about 300,000 Christians today across the country, of which the Noble family is part of that. We've been a part of MediShare for 5 years. Get you around the Obamacare stuff, around Obamacare mandates, so you're not paying for things that you know the Lord would not want you to pay for. Also saves you hundreds of dollars a month, and you're using your money to help other Christians, and then they're helping you. That sounds a lot like the book of Acts. And so that's why we got involved with MediShare 5 years ago, and you can find out about it yourself. 855-BIBLE-11 is their number. 855-BIBLE-11, now available in Montana. We're also talking today to John Quinn, who's with the Corporate Chaplains of America. And John, again, thanks for calling in today.
Sure, thank you.
All right, so John, both you and Pastor Doug Gamble is in here with me. You guys have both been to a T-Factor conference and have kind of gone through the whole thing and experienced it. What did you guys see in the business owners, the business leaders that were there? Doug, I'll ask you that question first.
Yeah, well, when I was there, I guess there were about 45 or 50 business owners. I was the only pastor that was there. And I met a guy from Indianapolis, my hometown. So he's a manufacturer. And just talking about here, he's been a Christian guy trying to do some stuff, catch as catch can, the best he can. And T-Factor was like, oh, my goodness, I just found the best practice of what I've been dreaming to try to do. So here was a guy well-motivated, kind of doing what he could think, but just didn't know what he didn't know. And T-Factor kind of gave him this fully developed 20-year sort of snowball that had thought through a lot, had lots of examples. And, I mean, he was like a kid in a candy store, taking notes, talking. We just had a blast. I sat behind him and watched him. Just, you could see the wheels going like, that's what I've been trying to do. Thank you so much for this answer.
And, John, what's been your experience? You've been to a T-Factor as well.
Yeah, I have had the privilege to go about five of them. And Doug's right. They kind of come in not really knowing exactly what they're kind of going to at some level, but they just know it's about faith and work. And they all of a sudden, Frank and his team and, the speakers will just start sharing about what they're doing. And then all of a sudden it starts, the light bulb goes off and they start thinking about, okay, that's what Consolidated might be doing, but how can I do that at my company? And, you know, so one of the things I think that when I talk with other business owners that have been to the T-Factor at a later date, it's always I can't necessarily do everything they're doing like right this minute, but there are things that you take away you can put into action at your company in terms of walking out your faith, and it can be a number of different things, even if it's just getting in a prayer team to start praying for your organization on a daily or a weekly basis. There's just so many things they share that you can come back as a business owner and put into your company and start walking out, not compartmentalizing that part of your life, walking out your faith in the workplace.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that, if we're having a conversation and we go, well, we should really be integrating our faith in the workplace, everybody goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. How you do it, dealing with the legalities of it, those are legitimate questions. And I think, Doug, you mentioned this earlier, for anybody listening that's involved, and especially if you're here in North Carolina, so if you're listening on the Truth Radio Network here in the Triangle area, or maybe you're over in Winston-Salem or Greensboro, High Point, or even down in Charlotte, this is something that as a business owner, a business leader, a Christian business leader, you need to be here next Thursday, September 28th. And I've got those links up on my Facebook page. But you don't have to, Coca-Cola Bottling, Consolidated, they're an enormous company, all kinds of profit. But you don't have to be a big, massive company with 15,000 employees.
You could have 12 employees and say, I haven't figured out how to put my faith into my culture. I want to, I don't know how to. You'll walk away and say, wow, we can do better. Thanks for that. The other thing I was going to say is I think one of the best things that comes out of bringing business owners and high C-suite folks together is you need a cohort. They've been at this 20 years, and they've got the internal engine. They're like a big megachurch. They got a brain trust because their staff and elders are so large. But in smaller companies, you can find colleagues across town, across the state, and start through this journey together. I think that's because for every company, it's going to be unique. There'll be common principles and threads, but this journey of going together, I think that's the real benefit of finding other people at that meeting you come. That's what we're hoping to get out of. We hope a couple dozen of our business owners say, hey, okay, what's the next level for Crossroads? How does Crossroads Church help us wrap around the assets the church has for the marketplace? Yeah. And we just need to have a discussion for a year with them how to do that, whether I got 6 employees or 60 or 600.
And we're talking to John Quinn also from Corporate Chaplains of America. John, Corporate Chaplains has been at it a while. What kind of impact have you guys seen on businesses that have Christian business leaders, Christian owners that choose to kind of go down this road and, hey, I'm going to start integrating what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ and to be an imitator of Jesus Christ in the workplace? What kind of changes have you guys seen?
Yeah, well, multiple things. For us specifically, as a organization that places chaplains in companies to care for employees, I think it's just for a lot of the owners that we've served, it's in particular the chaplaincy. Chaplaincy has been kind of a first step for many of those business owners that have come to T-Factor. And then all of a sudden, you know, you place a chaplain in there, and a chaplain starts caring for the employees or caring for the, you know, and the owner and that sort of thing. Then all of a sudden, they start seeing and hearing about other things that they can do from a business standpoint to start, you know, walking their faith out in different in other different areas. That's not specific necessarily to CCA or even something that T-Factor. And one thing I will say, the spirit of the T-Factor, too, at Austin is, you know, Frank is really humble in how he approaches it. He doesn't come at it saying they've got all the answers, because there are other business owners that will come in, and they'll bring some ideas as well.
Sure.
I think it's just kind of like, you know, what's the next step? At least take some steps. And then other things will follow in regards to walking out your faith in many different areas.
Yeah. So, Pastor Doug, I mean, just speak directly to the people that are out there, Christian business owners, small, medium, large, Christian business leaders. Why should they come? And just kind of a personal invitation from you guys.
Yeah, I think I've had this conviction for quite a while, and I thank you for the platform to be able to share it. I think a lot of times Christian business owners are leaders, and they're not maybe gifted with the sort of typical things we need, Sunday school teachers, ushers, you know, platform people, elders, whatever, and they think, well, man, I sell sugar water. I fix semi-trucks. I sell furniture. I sell insurance. I teach – I'm a principal of school or whatever.
Right.
I want the Christian business owner and business leaders to realize you're already in the most important place God could put you. And what you need to be requiring, even demanding of your pastor, is how to equip me to be God's man, woman in the place he's already placed me so I can enjoy living out who I am. Maybe I sell sporting goods, or maybe I manage a bank or whatever. To reach a city is to reach every sector of it. And God has already sovereignly placed people in all the sectors, his people. We just haven't done – I'll own this as a pastor. We have not done a good job of helping people translate what we teach them to compartmentalize in their heart and head into an action that would make people actually love and admire them because they're living out the real spirit of Jesus.
Yeah, what a great point. John, what would be your encouragement to folks listening to this about coming out next Thursday, September 28th?
Yeah. I mean, I can just, again, I'll just say it's a, number one, you have great speakers. You'll be entertained from that standpoint. It'll be good information. Again, and if I will, just the heart cry of the business owner out there that is just like struggling with what can I do in my company to walk out my faith and do it in a way that's not weird, that's appropriate, that's I'll use this term permission based, so that you're just doing it in a manner that's showing love and dignity to the people that you work with and work for you. It's a great event, and if you know, it's something that I would highly recommend anybody coming to that really does want to, you know, walk out their faith at the office or at wherever it is at work.
Yeah, so again, next Thursday, September 28th, here in Raleigh, North Carolina. The schedule basically is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Frank Harrison will speak twice. Dave Katz, who's also a part of Co-Consolidated, and Bill Jones is bringing a great perspective as an educator. And Mark Kress, who was the founder of Corporate Chaplains of America. And it's all for a low, low price of?
Free.
Zero. So that's how much Co-Consolidated believes in this. And it really is crucial for us, and especially in our culture here in America where, you know, we think as Christians we're getting beat up and the culture hates us. You know what? That the media spins that out of control. And most people will be interested in having a conversation. And if you want to pray for them, most people are going to accept that invitation. It's really amazing that the field is white unto harvest. And so we pray for workers to go out into the field. And most of that field is in the workplace Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And so that's a great opportunity. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/C2A Radio, or just shoot me an email, steve@C2A Today.com, and I will get you hooked up. Registration closes in 2 days, so you got to move quickly. Doug Gamble, great having you here.
Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome. And John, thanks for calling us today, and thanks for all the work that you do at Corporate Chaplains.
Well, thank you. Appreciate so much having me on.
You're very welcome. And friends, that's your opportunity. Wow, what a great thing that the Lord is doing. The T-Factor, Inspiring Transformation. Next Thursday, September 28th, facebook.com/C2A Radio. I put up all the details. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.